Arizona candidate Blake Masters, the right can make the future better. By Alim Bokhari on July 13, 2021. Teal Foundation President Blake Masters, who recently announced he is contesting the Republican primary for U.S. Senate in Arizona in a bid to oust Democrat Mark Kelly, joined Alex Marlowe on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily this morning. Masters discussed the gravity of the challenge facing the American right, with the left in control of every cultural institution, but said he still believes conservatives can fight back and build a better future. "There's a lot of darkness on the right right now," said Alex Marlowe. "There's a lot of people who are very frustrated. They feel like the system has lost integrity. That, we're just getting overwhelmed, because the cultural assault on our values is so intense, that even if we get political victories, it's so hard to keep up with this steady drumbeat of leftism that affects every part of our life. Even if it's not even coming from the majority, they're just every part of American life now seems to be politicized. Look, everything you said is true. Like, it is that bad," responded Masters. "The left has basically taken control of every institution. Every cultural institution, certainly, every political institution. And increasingly all the corporations, every economic institution as well. So it is bleak. I don't want people to think my optimism is at all naive. I recognize the stakes, but it's like, what are your choices? If you believe that the future is definitely going to be worse, you can make the future better, no matter how bleak it is right now. Only if you understand, with really clear eyes, the stakes of what's happening and work hard to make it better. I think we can do it. This is still a common sense country. This is still a center-right country. I just think we need a new leadership class, but it's going to take this happy warrior mentality to go out and fight and take back these institutions." Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.